You know, today in Baba's Murli, that we sit the way that teacher can see everyone's face. You remember that? So try to sit the way that teacher can see everyone's face. You move yourself and take the chair from where I can see you, because I'm on my seat, so I can't move much, but you can take your proper seat wherever you feel easy, and we can see each other. Okay. Om Shanti. Today it's depending on your demand. What you all like that I share. Will you tell me? Because otherwise I will give class on any subject. So just then it's different. And if suggestion comes from your side, and it will be different. Huh? Hmm? Humility. Mm-hmm. How? How to become? Authority of? Experience, yeah. Hmm. Okay. So we start with whatever suggestion came. And then we will go more in depth. Let me give you an example that by chance today night one of you get programmed that tomorrow whole day you have to wear a dress of Narayan and you have to sit in the reception of Gyan Sarovar, and whole day people will come to take your darshan, vision. You get program from today that tomorrow you have to do whole day that. Tell me how your night will be. What your mental stage will be. What your thought will be. You will prepare yourself that tomorrow I will get full decoration of Narayan. Now your mind will start to churn that I'm Narayan. I have to be smiling face. I have to be steady more time. My eye will be like a vision worthy. And my mind will be peaceful. And I have to be ready that whoever come, when I look at, they feel that you are giving blessing. You understand? So you see that you will start to prepare yourself. And then when they decorate you, many times you will see in mirror that you'll make your face, you know. Because whole day you have to give vision, because the queue will come. Because you got programmed that you have to sit in reception, people will come for your darshan. You just imagine now that you got programmed, one of you got programmed, so then your mind, and everyone will give you respect, and everyone will see you with that drashti, and everyone bowed down to you. You know, all this thing. So, temporary, you know, that only that tomorrow you have to be in that. After tomorrow, the next day, you know, your psychology will change. Because, whole day, you done practice of Narayan. Whole day, some of the mother can come here, there are places, Indira, sit nicely so I can see you all, like Baba said in Murli today. So you see, that because you got program, your mind started to prepare yourself. Babaji, yeah, a translation sambhalase, Babaji jagya chhe. So you see that when Baba say that you live in your life like an experienced person. You know, I was a 20-year-old when I came in Madhuban, and Baba, Brahma Baba was there, and I met Brahma Baba, and you know, Baba said, you are mother for all. I was wondering, that how I can be mother for all? A 20-year age and, you know, how I can be mother for all? So, that was the blessing, you know. So the consciousness start to work. Now, any point of knowledge, you churn it, digest it. Like few days ago when the youth were with Daddy, Daddy said, don't say youth now. Remove the title youth. You are experienced people now. You know, you are old now, not youth. It is the psychology we have to prepare, that now we have to put our footsteps with authority. You know, authority of experience. Any type of situation come front of you, you just remember that this situation came exact before 5,000 years ago, and I passed through it nicely, and now also I will pass it nicely. Once I had some problem in Africa. Daddy called me here in Madhuban. And Daddy told me, sit with Gulzar Daddy. And you know, Gulzar Daddy hold my hand, and she taken me for walk to Naki Lake. In those days, you know. So I was walking, holding Daddy's hand, and walking towards Naki Lake. And she was asking me the situation, and I was explaining. And Daddy replied me that whatever situation around you, but you are going back to Africa, you have to be mother for them all. How? She said, every house have mother and children. Every home have mother and children. Sometimes children become naughty. Mother will never say that I am not your mother. You understand? Mother is mother. Either children love the mother, or children become naughty to mother, children listen to mother, or children don't listen to mother. Mother is mother. So she said, go with the stage of mother. No. I have to prepare myself without giving birth to the children. I have to be mother now. And mother, maybe I'm 30 years or 35 years or 40 years. and the child is 70 years or 80, 75. So, I have to be not mother of small baby, but mother of them all. Once I was in Ahmedabad, and the Badi Didi, you know, Manmohini Didi, you know, she told me that now you have come to Baba, you want to surrender or you want to stay home and remain Brahmako, means Baba's child. I said, I want to surrender, but I'm not able to face all this problem. What's happening in the center? I'm listening. I'm not capable. Because I never stayed far from my parents. So I'm not able. Say, okay, then you will do marriage? I said, I have not decided. Okay, if you will not do marriage, you will stay with, when your mother and father will die, you have to stay with your brother and sister-in-law. So again, somebody else. So, think in mind that if you get married, you have one father-in-law and mother-in-law. If you become Brahma Kumari, you have 100 mother-in-law and father-in-law. So she told me such a way that someone will correct here and someone will correct there and someone will correct there and someone will correct there and you have to be yes, you know, yes, yes. Yes, okay, okay, yes, 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 yes. And when you learn it, the experienced person, you never go wrong anywhere. You never go wrong anywhere. So when any situation comes in front of you, you act the way that nothing new has come in front of you. The same situation came before. It has come now. It will come again also. Someone will respect you, someone will love you, someone will disregard you, someone will ignore you, someone will cry now and then to you. Everything will come because the soul is clearing account of so many births. Now you all are sitting here. We all are relative of 84 births. We don't know. If we know, oh my God, what happened? Somebody from you may be my mother-in-law in one of the births. Somebody from you, my father-in-law in one of the births. Someone may be my husband in one of the births. Somebody may be my wife in one of the birth. Some of you may be child of, you know, we don't know that. Secret. Yeah. It's very secret. And that's very secret. And if that all recorded of 84 birth, if we remember it, what happened? You know, painful life. Because then I remember she beat me in the birth of 70. And he was angry on me in my birth of 50. Like that, you see. That you can imagine that so many memories just come, you know. So it's beautiful drama. Yesterday has gone, today is in our hand, tomorrow will come, which came before 5,000 years ago, same way. And that journey make you authority of experience. Anything come, never get surprised that, oh my God, what is this? Ah, too difficult for me to face this. Become authority of experience and pass it nicely. Pass the situation nicely with authority. And for that, we have to be detached observer. If we attach with people, attach with situation, attach with problem, and then, you know, we influenced by the situation, you know. And then our stage will be not stable, you know. Then so many questions arise. You know, last year or this year, maybe this year, because, you know, in Nairobi, Kenya, we are registered also and tax-free, you know. From many, many years. We don't pay tax because we free from, you know, we exempted from the tax. And suddenly, you know, the governments have started to check everywhere and a different way to do. So, these people has come, you know, to check. So when they come, they don't reach to me. They reach to the responsible people, the account area. So the account area, you know, the responsible talk with the group, you know, 2-3 people came and they asked so many questions. And then they showed all rules and they say, oh, you have to pay tax of 11 years. And big amount, you know, big amount. Because 11 years pass and they want that. So naturally the account responsible try to explain, to see the, show the books, the past thing and everything. So it gone to 3-4 days, they come, they see it whole day, they see all the papers and this and that and that. And then the subject came to me that at least you meet them, because they are not changing their mind and they are just sitting on the paper. I said, okay, no problem. So they told them, our account area, that now our in charge of Africa will sit with you all to bless you. So I welcome, I said, okay brother, come. What's the problem? I ask him, what's the problem? I said, I came in this country when I was age of 30. And now 38 years I'm in your country. I'm Kenyan. I surrender my Indian citizenship because I have love for this country. I'm staying here, this is a headquarter, I'm working the whole Africa region. How much tax you want? I bless you. God will give me and I'll give you. I'm not worried for anything. Tell me. And then I started, you know, he asked me a question. So from 1974, what you doing? I told the whole history and geography and how much struggle, and I stayed in one small room and I done struggle for you people, and slowly 2-room and 3-room and 4-room and 5-room, and now this big place, this all your country people have helped me and we done it. And all this thing I started to explain with so much love, and he was, you know. And then he said, oh, so you have done so much wonderful work, and can you write one article for me on charity? I said, yeah. He said, I'm making one book of charity, and I want this wonderful experience of yours, so write one article for me. And still I'm coming tomorrow, so we will talk more. I said, okay. I gave Tolly and he gone. Next day he came and my article was ready. the article on charity was ready. I gave him, I read front of him, and he was in tear. And he said, okay, now this institution is my institution. And I know all laws and everything, and I know that you people cannot pay tax. And I will take 6 months to pass through all the file from all the offices, and after 6 months you will get certificate. So now we have certificate of many years, for many years. But I act with him like an experience of authority. No fear for anything. So if you want to become experience of authority, you need to work on it. Remove your sensitivity. Oh, you know, I feel good and I feel bad and that one said this and that one do like this. Let them do whatever they want to do. Why you feel bad? Actors are acting their role. They are playing their role. But why you feel good and bad? Why you spoiling your role? Don't spoil your role. Play your role based way. Wherever you are. And then you will be able to catch, to understand. You know, I was sitting on one of the airport and eating what food I had. And then I closed everything and I was sitting. Somebody passed through there and said, hello, you are okay, how are you, this, that. And I said, yeah, I'm okay, you are okay. And I gave one nice piece of cake to her. She said, my God. I said, what happened? I went to the shop upstairs because I wanted to eat cake. And the shop people said, there is no cake and no food here in the shop. And I am so hungry, so I was wondering that still after 1 hour I will sit in the plane and another more hour, so after 2 hours I will get food. So I was wondering what to do. And how come you got idea that I want cake? And then I said, no, more food I have. I'll give you something more also. So I gave her plate of the food and she said, you people are so good, tell me where you are. I gave address. And she said, okay, now I will come to the center. Just the food, just the reading the thought, just the giving the comfort, you understand? So you will get idea wherever you are how to act with people and to give comfort. So, we have, you know, we know that yoga is the base subject to do more yoga. But because yoga is good subject, don't become serious. Not like that. Don't become very serious for yoga. Just enjoy with God, with love, you know. When you see Tamurutvela, hello, my dear Baba, how are you? What can I do, my Baba, for you? Baba, you have no body? I have body. You, Baba, I can do anything for you. Tell me, my dear Baba. Then you will be not drowsy, not lazy, not dull. You will enjoy so much. Because you are communicating with the beloved Almighty, the first morning hour with Almighty. So enjoy it. So then you will get so much love and power and near connection with Him, then when whole day you will work, you are much God. Experience of authority, you know. You cannot go wrong anywhere. Because you act with authority of Almighty power. And now is the time He is telling to use me, God. So we use Him. We use Him. And it will work. You know that day I was telling. I don't know where I was telling. But you know when I was, you know, when you go airport, you finish all the procedure, then you have to pass the final, the security, you know, the security area. So, I finish everything and now just I put my purse, the final security area. And then, you know, the security, that lady, you know, check you with the machine and stamp on your boarding pass. So they say, okay, you know, there is a little there table and we have to jump on the table and then they check. So I done all procedure and instead of she do that, she say, who are you? I said, I'm child of God. And I wonder, the queue is there. My purse has gone. I have to reach there. And she said, can you tell me my future? And I said, yes. But Q is waiting there. She said, don't worry about it. Tell me in one sentence. You know. And I said that you wanted to do something new in your life, but you are holding your past so much, so you are in so much sorrow and pain, and you're not coming out from it, and you're not going for the next good step. She said, exact right, exact right, and tear in her eye. And I said, okay, now do stamp, I have to go. And she said, can you say a little bit about my son? And I said that your son is so good child, but you are busy in your job, so you're not giving enough love and care to your child. So that's why he's missing that. She said, that's also true. Now I will give more time to my child. I said, okay, now do stamp, let me. And she was so happy, so happy. So what I'm saying, that wherever you are, your experience, let it reflect whoever there, you know, whoever there. You know, someone sat in the plane from the other city and came to Nairobi and we came airport. So, I brought their food and so many sitting there, you know, on the lounge and that the couple was there. So, I gave them, you know, something to eat because I brought their food. Food was with me. I said, eat little, biting something, then more food you can eat in the plane. Say, fine. We don't know out of this many people who is looking at us. We are in our world. Happy world. Coincidence, when I sat in the plane, another couple sat with me, somebody else. And I started to give them knowledge. I gave them knowledge and they were so happy. They say we will visit center in our city. And then you know, food started to serve. And whatever they return, their food has not come, vegetarian. So I said, don't worry, I have so much food, I'll give you. Say, yeah, but whatever you give, but that what you gave on airport to that family, that we want, that we like so much. you know, something which I gave. They saw it and they say, we like that so much. And when I gave, they were so happy. So everywhere you enjoy your life, you know. And give knowledge. This is the way. It is not that you give just Atma, Paramatma, Soul, Supreme Soul. Anything, you know, you share and you make life of other. So, that is humility and that is experience. Huh? Authority of experience. Okay, what next? Because I don't bound myself with one subject. I want to share so much with you. Yeah? So I tell you about subtle region? Okay. You see, when I have to talk with you all about subtle region, it is not imagination for me, right? Maybe it is imagination for you. It's truth for me because I'm gifted. And the trance is a gift. So for me, it's not imagination. Whatever I will tell you truth, right? Not imagination. Now, let me explain you that subtle region is so sweet, so good. And light. Very powerful, free from too much thinking, relax. We feel that we are in kingdom of God. You know. We feel that literally we are in kingdom of God. And here you talk hours and hours, there you can finish in a minute, you know, so quick. In trance, your communication is so fast. You have to catch so quick. Within a short time, you catch so quick what Almighty God is saying. And for that, we need clean, innocent and sharp intellect. Clean, innocent and sharp intellect. Are you with me? Clean, innocent, and sharp intellect. And you feel so good. Now, it's above sun, moon, stars, sky, very far. But it don't take much time to reach. Now when I sit front of the whole class and I start to give drashti, when the time I have to go for trance, so like I'm sitting and now I can see you all clear, proper, huh? Clear. When I start to give drashti, I can see you all proper, but within a minute, you know, you all look that you are very far from me, very far, so much distance between you and me. And then I can see that all small, very, because I feel I'm going very far. And then suddenly the pull come, like telephone ring, you know, when telephone. So like suddenly pull, and that pull take you to the subtle region. Sometime on the way, Baba want to tell you something or want to show you something. Baba create. There is nothing permanent on the way. The garden or the mountain or the river or the tree, nothing there. Permanent, nothing there. But when Baba want to give you message, he create. temporary, he create. Sometime he create garden, sometime river, sometime mountain. Like today, you know, today I said it was world of angel, you know. So different time he, what he want to give me message. That way he create, and we have to be very sharp intellect to catch, you know. You know, one day, when I reached Subtle Region before many years ago, when I was in Delhi. Then Baba told my child, create powerful bhatti. Create powerful bhatti. Because something are going to happen. Baba have not told where. So I told the Delhi family, you know, wherever, Rajouri Garden, that please we all do yoga because Baba is telling something. They said, if Baba tell you, you do. We have no time. They all tell me, if Baba tell you, you do your yoga. We have no time. And after 3 days, it was death of Indira Gandhi. And so much then, you know, happened in Delhi particular. And then everywhere. All movement stop, all the flight stop, all the traveling stop, and so many things. I have to travel up to 2 days, but because of this situation, I was there for 15 days. When it happened, I was there. And then everyone say, yeah, you were telling that Baba is telling you something, but we had not listened. It's okay. But Baba tell me, I have to do. After few days, I reach Ahmedabad. Again Thursday came. They say, offer book to Baba. I went. And Baba asked me, have you saw anything on the way? I said, yeah. I saw the tank of gas. Baba said, you understood? I said, no Baba, because sometimes you tell that you all have to keep food for 6 months if something happen in the city or country. So Baba, maybe you telling that we have to keep so many bottle of gas. Baba said, no my child, go and check the bottle of the gas is the mouth is closed or open. And if it opened, what happened? I said, Baba, now it closed, but if it opened, then gas leak and it fire and it harm to so many. Baba said, okay. Then Baba, you know, I offer book to Baba. Baba taken book and everything. And lastly, Baba said, go and tell to my all children that Indira Gandhi died. Means the gas is leaking. Something like that Baba said. And within a 2 days, the news has come that Bhopal, you know, it was a big gas leaking in Bhopal, one of the state in Gujarat, in India. And it was literally, you know, political thing, you know. And so many people got harmed. Gas leak. And then everyone said, oh my God, you got that message, you know. And then school closed and colleges closed, bank closed. So many things happened. And then they were telling, tell Baba that now please open the school now. Close, you know, stop the gas leaking. You know, that type. But what I'm saying, that when anything Baba want to tell me, Baba created temporary, which we need to catch so quick. So that is, but now when you think about it, natural you have to imagine, you know. Maybe because Baba said that the end, you know, time of end, everyone will be vision worthy, you know. So maybe that time will come and you will get different vision. And you need to understand it, you know, with very clear mind. You have to become like an innocent child, you know. You know, the day before yesterday someone asked me that, Vedanti Ben, anytime we see you, you look very light and happy, like a dancing dolly and healthy, and same each year we see your, maybe your age not increase, and what is secret behind it? I said, innocent baby, you know. Innocent child. Not holding here anything, not holding here anything. I don't hold for anybody anything. Light and might. Enjoy this conference age. Yeah? Huh? How to give sakas? Oh, how I do? Oh, okay. So you open my secret, eh? See, he is opening my secret. Okay, how I do? Okay, how I do? You see that we know that destruction will happen. So many people in the world have so many talent. Some have powerful intellect. Some have powerful idea. Some have so much wealth. Someone have big position. Now if suddenly destruction will happen, that all will go just like that. Nothing used proper. So I do my subtle business in sakas. That, you know, because physically we can't reach everywhere. People don't give even appointment. But in my meditation, I take my mind to the philanthropist, the scientist, to philosophers, to the leader of the country, the leader, spiritual leader, the millionaire of the world. You know, I just, you know, and I give the message that, oh my dear brothers and sisters, remember, time is short. God has come. If you want to make your fortune, awake. And start to use whatever you have available for task of God and make your fortune. Some time ago, I told our office in Nairobi that print photo of all the scientists of the world. All the scientists of the world, and I put on my table. And I was giving sakas to all the scientists. Old, because I don't know who is who, so I need to know. I don't know computer, so I told them, yeah, Priya. And they found out all the scientists of the world, and they print the sheet for me. I put on my table. Every day I give them sakas. To all the, because we need all the scientists in golden age. So I create this type of thing, you know. Sometimes the presidents of the world or whoever, we can give sakash to them in our that subtle stage. No, individual. You know, I create, like I say, okay, I want to give sakash to President of America. Yeah. So I sit in Baba's remembrance, and in between Baba and me, I put that soul. I take power and let that soul get power. And after some time, that will touch that soul, you know. That will touch to that soul. and from any center will reach to that soul, or that soul will reach anywhere to any Brahmin. Something will happen. I don't wait of result. I never wait of result. I like to do and do and do and enjoy. Do, I'm telling you all, do it. You know, this is the time of doing it. Otherwise, when you know, and then what will happen? Your sleep will reduce, and your sleep will be very deep and powerful, because you have only little time to sleep, because you have to do so much work for the world. And you will experience that Baba is waking you up. Baba is telling you to do this. And you do it like an entertainment, you know. Don't do very serious, you know. Light, very light way, you know. Like someone cooking in the kitchen with the stress. Another one singing the song and remembering Baba and doing dance and cooking the food. Which food is powerful? You can imagine, you know. So when you're giving sakas also, don't give dry sakas. You know? Keep everything. Soul are thirsty. Soul are hungry. Soul are sad. Soul are confused. And we need to fill them. We need to fill them. And that we can't travel everywhere. We can't personally meet everybody. That we have to do through sakas. Highest subject to do it. Happy? Good. You see that because we bound with this physical world, that's why we feel it difficult. But when you will start to do it, one time, two time, three time, four time, then it will become your nature. Even you sitting in your car, you sitting in the bus, you sitting in the plane, you know, wherever you are, just it's going, you know. It's going from you, whoever you want to give, it's going. It's going. You know, you are companion of God. You know, He is with you. Let me give you an example. Someone asked me that how many hours you remember Baba? Someone asked me. I said that when I was in the path of devotion, I was remembering God with crying, where are you, when I will see you, oh my God, give me blessing, give me peace, give me success in my exam. That was my stage. After I came in knowledge, I understood that God is my Father, so I started to remember Him with understanding, and remembering Him more and more and more and more and more, and now I don't remember Him. He remember me because He need me. I am doing His work. Are you with me? You know, the system we change. He need me. He will remember me. I am doing His work with Him. Authority. Authority of God. Authority of experience. That He remember me. So why I count how many hours? How I count? Why? In the beginning, I was writing chart when Brahma Baba was there. I write 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. After 2 months, I come with the book to Madhubana and I show Brahma Baba. Baba, this is my yoga chart. And one day, Baba said, my child, any wife write in the book that how many hours she remember husband? So indirect he told me that now stop this formality and love me as your life partner. Remember me as your life partner. Thank you. See, instead of class we enjoying, this. Okay, now only 5 minutes remain. Then we have to, Tell me again. Okay, you see that I have passed through fear, but I success with the help of Baba. Like I was sitting in the car, and the couple was sitting, and they gone in the house to do something, and they said, "Wait in the car, we are coming." And 4 thieves sat in the car. You know, in Africa, they just sit, they drive you, they throw you in jungle, and all this funny. So, you know, when suddenly 4 Africans sit in the car and start the car, of course, and I have a habit, anywhere in the plane, in the car, I sit like this, not my feet down, like this. So I was sitting in yoga like this, because it's evening time, and four people came, I saw, and it's natural that now they have started the car. When I have listened so many stories about so many people, how they spoil life of people. So you see, I said, hold on. I don't know from where that word has come, and I don't know what happened to them. They stopped the car. Now I have to take my feet down like this to open the door to come out. I came out and slowly they taken the car. Okay, Om Shanti. I was standing. Now you know the car was outside the gate and inside the dog was barking. I cannot go inside also because by chance dog catch me. So I was standing in the dark and they have taken the car and I was just standing. And suddenly the couple came out and they saw, because they realized, they realized that something gone wrong because dog was barking. And they came and I said, okay, car has gone, I'm here. They say, at least. And they left Africa and they are in Madhuban more than 20 years here. They are here at Krishna Kanbhai and Niyantaben. They're just staying opposite our global hospital and they are serving here. The whole family is serving in Yagya. They left Africa. I'm still there. So fear came, but the confidence has come quick that only he can. You know, I don't know how the courage came, because when thieves there, you can't speak even. You know, something happened, so you can't speak even. I said, hold on, I done like that. So maybe he saw the power or Shakti. I said, hold on, I mean, stop it. And they stop it, and I came out. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock. Om Shanti.